President Joe Biden has held his first news conference since becoming president. It came some 65 days after he was sworn in, a bit tardy by historic standards. But that may be a good thing politically, keeping the focus on policy instead of on him. At any rate, he wasted no time marking out a difference from the previous president, Donald Trump, or, as Biden has called him in the past, the former guy.
All I know, I've been hired to solve problems, not create division.
Biden addressed a wide range of policy issues, including, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. He announced he's doubling the goal for vaccinations in his first 100 days. But since he's already met the original goal and is already on track to double it, that's not a big development. In fact, none of the White House reporters even asked any questions about the pandemic, perhaps a sign of how well many things are going on that front. But Biden did field questions on some high-profile issues, top among them, immigration. Biden referred to his own family's history to show why migrants seek entry to the U.S.
When my great-grandfather got in a coffin ship in the Irish Sea, expectation was he going to live long enough on that ship to get to the United States of America? But they left because of what the Brits had been doing. They were in real, real trouble. They didn't want to leave, but they had no choice. So I can't guarantee we're going to solve everything, but I can guarantee we can make everything better. We can make it better.
One reporter asked whether Biden has moved too quickly to roll back Trump's controversial executive orders on immigration. Biden says those policies were not helping and did not slow immigration.
Rolling back the policies of separating children from their mothers, I make no apology for that. Rolling back the policies of remain in Mexico, sitting on the edge of the Rio Grande in a muddy circumstance with not enough to eat, I make no apologies for that.
Another reporter asked whether Biden has spoken to Republican lawmakers who are threatening not to deal with the House immigration bill until the border problem is resolved.
No, because I know they have to posture for a while. They sort of got to get out of their system. But I'm ready to work with any Republican who wants to help solve the problem or make the situation better.
Another controversial issue is voting rights. Republican-controlled legislatures in dozens of states have passed or are considering bills to roll back voting times or restrict voter registrations. One reporter asked whether Biden is worried that will make it more difficult for Democrats to keep control of the House and Senate in 2022.
What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line waiting to vote. Deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work. Deciding that there will be no absentee ballots under the most rigid circumstances.
Biden says he'll focus on things like figuring out how to pass the House voting rights bill and educating the American public.
The Republican voters I know find this despicable. Republican voters. The folks outside this White House. I'm not talking about the elected officials. I'm talking about voters. Voters. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic what they're trying to do.
Another question involved the Senate filibuster, the legislative tool Republicans can use to block measures that are supported by a majority of senators but less than a 60-vote supermajority. Biden sounded open to changing the parliamentary rule.
It used to be you had to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing. Filibusters broke down and we were able to break the filibuster, get a quorum and vote. So I strongly support moving in that direction.
Biden noted the frequency with which the filibuster has been used to block legislation in recent years, saying it's being, in his words, abused in a gigantic way. As legislation moves forward, he says stronger action might be needed.
We're going to get a lot done. And if we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about.
As for the more distant future, that is, the 2024 presidential election, Biden says he expects to run for re-election, but he dismissed a question about whether he expects he'll be running against former President Trump.
Oh, come on. I don't even think about it. I have no idea. I have no idea whether there'll be a Republican Party. Do you? I know you don't have to answer my question, but I mean, you know, do you?
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.